Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. History kicks off the third annual Car Week with the return of the record-breaking live television event, Evil Live 2, premiering Sunday, July 7th, 9 Eastern Pacific, featuring freestyle motorcycle athlete Vicki Golden as she becomes the first female to attempt to shatter the world motorcycle firewall record as she speeds through a series of flaming wooden boards. Vicki has been changing the perception of women on dirt bikes ever since she stepped onto the motocross scene. She began racing at age 7, racing with boys because there weren't enough girls to create a separate class. Numerous awards, records, titles, Female Motocross Rookie of the Year in 2009, four-time X Game medalist, a nominee for the Best Female Action Sports Athlete ESPY Award, and now ought to smash a world record at Evil Live 2, Sunday on History at 9 Eastern Pacific. Vicki Golden with us on This Week in America. Vicki, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What are we going to see Sunday at 9 Eastern on History when you attempt to break the record? What are we going to see exactly?
Well, I'm going to be attempting the firewall record, and it's pretty much just how it sounds. We're going to line up 13 walls. They're going to be made of wood. We're going to light them on fire, and I'm going to try and take my Indian motorcycle start to finish all the way through them.
You mentioned the motorcycle. How was this chosen? What were you looking for in the motorcycle to help you get through this jump?
You know, I ride dirt bikes for a living, so, you know, this is an Evel Knievel live, you know, event. So Evel Knievel rode motorcycles. Travis Pastrana rode an Indian motorcycle last year. And, you know, I just, in the spirit of Evel, you know, we're going to be on a motorcycle. So, you know, that's just, you know, we got to do this for Evel.
The record has been around for like 12 years, and many literally have gone down in flames attempting to break it. Do you learn something from the failures of previous jumps?
Yeah, there's not much to go on as far as, you know, these record attempts.
Yes.
You know, being 12 years ago, that's a long time, and, you know, technology has come a long way, so it wasn't easy to find, you know, all, you know, videos and things like that as easy as it is now. So there's not much to go off of. You know, we've changed up the way we are setting the walls up. The previous record, they look like they're about four put together and then kind of spaced out, but they were like four in a bunch. So we decided to do things a bit differently. We set one wall, you know, each one 50 feet apart. So this is going to be a long road to get through all 13 walls.
And we will be watching at 9 o'clock Eastern time on History Sunday evening. Talk about the practice for this. Unlike probably a lot of the jumps that you've done before, practice is really limited because I doubt if you're practicing going through flaming wooden boards. So how do you go about practice for this, the setup?
Yeah, practice is definitely a lot different. You know, with anything else, you want to jump and jump and jump and keep practicing.
Yes.
Until you're comfortable, or keep doing the same trick until you're comfortable. So, yeah, like you're correct. It's really limited. The two points of contact that hit are the front of the motorcycle and then my forehead. So, you know, it's not really pleasant to go through. So we don't want to keep, you know, literally beating my head against the wall. So,
yes.
You know, we did a couple to make sure that we have everything, you know, with the motorcycle as good as we can. You know, the Indian made a great motorcycle, so we didn't really have to change anything performance-wise, but we changed quite a few things just to make this thing good to go through walls and try and protect myself and the bike from any debris.
You've said this is unlike, obviously, anything you've ever done before. What you're wearing, riding, even body positioning is different. Talk about that, because it almost sounds like starting over. You can't go to an old notebook to try to figure out something. You're basically beginning from ground zero.
Yeah, absolutely. I really don't even ride motorcycles. I stay on dirt bikes, stay on closed course. You know, that's my home. So to be on a motorcycle that's meant to be on the street is completely different to me. I never ride those. Thankfully, a bike's kind of a bike, so we kind of get pretty comfortable with whatever we're riding pretty quickly. But yeah, I'm normally used to riding in motocross gear that's pretty much paper thin. There's no weight to it. It's really thin. So, it's really, really lightweight. What I'm wearing for this stunt, I'm wearing a couple layers of what we call Nomex. It's a fire-resistant suit. So I'll wear a couple layers of that and then a leather race suit. And that's really, really heavy, and it kind of already has you in a body positioning, you know, meant for those GP racers in that tough position. So, yeah, I'm going to be in – everything's different. So it's definitely hard to adjust accordingly, especially with limited practice. But, you know, that's just, you know, what we're working with. Those are the cards we're dealt. So we're just going to have to wing it and go for it.
Vicki Golden, our guest on This Week in America, freestyle motorcycle athlete, becoming the first female to attempt to shatter the motorcycle firewall record, kicking off third annual Car Week on History. This will be Evil Live 2, happening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday, July the 7th. Let's talk about the emotions going into this. You talked about the sort of the trick for action sports athletes to turn the brain off and go. That sounds easy, but I'm sure it's not, especially in a totally new situation like Sunday night. How do you turn your brain off and just go? How difficult is that?
Yeah, it's not something that you normally have to deal with. You know, thankfully, I do a lot of Nitrous Vegas live shows, so that really, really helps when it comes to stuff like this, even, you know, X Games is like that, where normally when you are doing something, you kind of just go when you're ready. That's not really the case here, and that kind of stuff actually helps once you do it a bunch. You pretty much just you hurry up and wait. They tell you, you know, you got to be over here to get ready to go, and then you know you sit there and wait there for a minute, and then you get a quick like, okay, it's your time to go. Now you go, and that's kind of what everything that I do is surrounded by. So once you get used to it, it actually really helps you because it's kind of like you don't really have an option not to go. They tell you when to go, so you just go. So that's when I kind of say you just got to turn the brain off and go. When you're sitting there, all you want to do is just hurry up, let's get this over with, I want to go right now, and you just try and stay calm as long as you can, and then when they say go, you turn that brain off and you just let skill take over pretty much.
Originally, part of this broadcast was going to be Axel Hodges. He was injured in a crash while practicing for the longest motorcycle jump in history for History's Live Evil 2 the Sunday night. Talk about when a friend goes down like that. First of all, how's he doing, and what impact does that have on you to see someone, a friend that you've been working with for this broadcast, get injured like he did?
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking to have Axel go down. I know he's been working really hard. He's been looking really, really comfortable on those distance jumps. You know, it's really, really tough. But at the same time, he was going so fast, so far, so high that to be okay from this and not in the hospital fighting for his life, it's truly a miracle. You know, his ankles are pretty messed up, but at the end of the day, we're very thankful that he's okay and he's is well enough to even come out on Sunday and talk about his crash, and we'll be showing his crash footage on the live show. So we're just all really thankful he's okay and he's going to be able to still come out, and he's still pumped to come out and support me. And if roles were reversed, I would definitely do everything in my power to be out there supporting him.
Well, Sunday will be a big night. Vicki's jump will start at 9 o'clock, as she mentioned, some exclusive video of the accident that Axel had in his preparation. Also at 8 o'clock that night, a one-hour behind-the-scenes special highlighting last year's Evil Live, where Travis Pastrana broke records by completing three of Evel Knievel's most dangerous feats. That will be Sunday at 8. Then you'll see the jump at 9 o'clock, kicking off Car Week on History. At 9, Vicki Golden, the first female to attempt to shatter the motorcycle firewall record. That's at 9 o'clock Sunday on History Evil Live 2. Vicki, a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck. We'll be watching Sunday night. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you. I'm stoked to do this, and I'm ready to get it done.
Good luck, and we're watching on Sunday. This is This Week in America. Online, of course, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.